You might recall that Russia itself had a wave of political protests back in 2012 against President Vladimir Putin's third inauguration. In Moscow today, a Russian court sentenced 8 protesters who took part in those 2012 demonstrations. They were accused of rioting and attacking police. As Charles Maines now reports from Moscow, the case is being seen by many as a litmus test for Russia's tolerance of dissent, especially after the dramatic events in Ukraine.
If there were suggestions of a political thaw during Russia's Sochi Olympics, today's verdict seemed to show those hopes were illusory at best. Judge Natalia Nikishina read through the proceedings for hours before sentencing the activists to up to 4 years in prison. All the defendants deny attacking police. They say they merely interfered to prevent security forces from beating protesters. According to Vyacheslav Makarov, a lawyer for one of the activists, the defendants did not receive a fair trial.
Our arguments weren't included in the verdict. They weren't voiced or rebutted. The verdict did not reflect them.
Today's ruling once again raises questions about how much the Kremlin will tolerate dissent in Russia. Outside the courthouse, the answer again seemed to be not much at all. Russian-owned security forces rushed into a crowd of more than 1,000 protesters, arresting scores of people, sometimes at random and sometimes not. Pussy Riot members Nadia Tolokolnikova and Maria Lyokhina were both detained, as was a man in a chicken costume. Lev Rubinstein, a Russian writer active in the protest movement, admitted the situation was grim.
We're too few here. If they have enough buses to take us all away, they win, temporarily. I still think we're moving in the right direction, but slowly.
What they do now, they give the same prison terms to them as they did to us. They just changed the number of the article of the criminal code.
Andrei Mironov is a former dissident who spent time in prison in the Soviet Union. He says the only hope for Russia's beleaguered opposition movement is the success of post-revolutionary Ukraine.
And I hope in America and Europe people understand that the best way to help democracy in Russia is to help Ukraine.
Recent events in Kyiv were clearly on the minds of many here today. One man held up a sign that read Maidan, as in Ukraine's independent square. Protesters cheered him on. Others taunted Russia's security forces with chants of Berkut, the name of the once-feared security forces of Ukraine's ousted president, Viktor Yanukovych. Still, Alexei Navalny, the anti-corruption blogger who emerged as a leader of Russia's opposition movement, urged Russians to avoid seeking parallels with Ukraine.
Maidan is not important here. Maidan was in another country. Citizens of another country were fighting for their freedom. The question is now for us whether we are ready to fight for our freedom. That's all.
Only Navalny would have to fight for that freedom another day. Soon he, too, was under arrest. For the world, this is Charles Maines in Moscow.